been hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Boy, it's been a rough week, hasn't it been? Picked up my Wall Street Journal this morning, and on the cover, although I think the picture is wonderful, except for that it really did, and maybe it was just I didn't get enough sleep long, coupled with how sad I felt about it. It brought some tears to my face. I'm tired of hearing about what happened at Fort Hood with nobody making any movements to keeping the people safer on that base, I think, and I don't believe anything different's going to happen. They're not going to let them carry their sidearms, and they should. That's one of the big takeaways for the week for me. From the memorial on Wednesday, where the president was there and there were a lot of other dignitaries from the military that were there, they had the photographs of the three that were killed, and of course, their boots. They had boots and the helmet and the rifle, and then their photographs, as you've seen before. And the families, you got to feel for the families of Sergeant Tim Owens and Staff Sergeant Carlos Rodriguez and Sergeant First Class Daniel Ferguson, because they really should not have had to sacrifice, come back, been on a base, and then found themselves defenseless. Of everything that happened over the week, this probably upset me the most, enough that I decided I was going to really jump on this and write a bunch of letters and just do it, not from the talk show even point of view, just from the I'm a citizen of the United States and I've been on many of these bases, and I think that this is something that needs to seriously be looked at. How do you expect people that we ask so much from to be so vulnerable, and to have this happen within a five-year span is just not acceptable. Not acceptable. The other story that, of course, everybody is following is what happened to the 777? I was pumping gas today, and a guy came up to me and he said, "Hey, what happened?" And he knows that we do the talk thing, and he said, "What happened to the 777? You think those pings are for real, or do you think it's fake?" I said, "If it's fake, they really pulled up a pretty good ruse. But are we going to find debris? Are we going to find the evidence of it?" And so far, no, we have not. Another signal, I don't think it's related to Flight 370. At least the search area has gotten a lot smaller. But there's still questions about the search and the search area. And searching at the depth that we're talking about. I mean, you pretty much are talking about a needle in the haystack. So the Australian ship Ocean Shield still doing its thing. Found a couple of weaker signals. They feel optimistic one day and, not so optimistic the next day. We're into day 35 of the search for the plane. 239 souls on the plane. And we're pinning our hopes on some signals that we think came from the plane's black boxes. And the kind of depths, as I said, that they're dealing with in the water, that's pretty tough. 15,000 feet, that pressure is crushing. As somebody who dove a little bit, I got certified and I dove a little bit, I can tell you all about that whole pressure thing. And boy, when you start to drop down too far, and it's a challenge. It's a challenge for sure. Finding this plane has been a daunting task, to say the least. Bringing it back from the deep, very difficult. You know, think of it this way. And somebody just also mentioned this comparison to me. And I saw a Nova show about ships and the sinking of the Titanic and the sinking of the Costa Concordia, the Italian cruise ship, and how the holes filled up and all of that. Well, when the Titanic hit an iceberg and sank in the Atlantic, it took 70 years to get to the wreckage. It was almost 13,000 feet below the ocean surface. And it's still there. You've seen the video of it. It's still there. So now we're talking about, if we were going to have comparisons, the Air France flight, we've talked about this before, when it went down in the South Atlantic Ocean during the storm, right, in 2009, 2 years they didn't know where the wreckage was. Then they found it. Then they found it in a very deep part of the ocean floor. So you got those miniature submersible vehicle things that they drive around and hopefully get the black boxes. So I think the parents and the families, wives and girlfriends and friends and brothers and whatever familiar relationship, are still wondering what's happening. And there's some of them are saying they really think that they're still alive. And are there reasons to doubt the pings? Are there reasons to believe that the passengers could be alive? Could they really have been on some island somewhere being held for ransom? Is there seriously enough noise in our mind telling us that this is plausible? I think it was plausible at once, but the bottom line is, I don't think so. Not at this point. Now, why it went down, what happened, all those other things, absolutely up for grabs. Could it have been an attempted hijacking? Sure. That's why the black box is so important, because it might not tell us anything, but it might tell us something. It could be the final little piece to a puzzle that'll unravel a little bit more if we find the black boxes. And I say we, if they find the black boxes, I'm not on that search. If the Australian ship does or any of the others, then they'll have more of a possibility of pinpointing the plane. Boy, that would be awful, wouldn't it? The plane's gone, and you're just asking yourself all kinds of questions. I mean, it's really been that kind of couple of weeks. Questions. The why of Fort Hood, the why of the stabbing in Pennsylvania, a 16-year-old sophomore who seemed to everybody to have the world by the tail and wasn't being bullied, didn't have any problems, and then he goes to school with giant kitchen knives and starts to randomly stab people in a crowded hallway. What, do you have to send your kids to school in a vest now? This is in a suburban area near Pittsburgh, not expecting that to happen. And it did. It happened, and now the questions are, what caused it? What caused him to do that? What was it that suddenly snapped in him that led to a very scary 5 minutes in what would have been an ordinary week in the lives of these kids, going to school, waiting for a little bit of an Easter break, perhaps, or coming off of a spring break? Rough couple of weeks. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we're going to dive in a completely different direction next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Let's go! Walks down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, it's a bullet sprint. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
A lot of times we take liberties where we zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Because it's been such a heavy week, I think we need a little bit of the funny. We got to bring some of the funny back to the show. So I like to call this news you can abuse. And boy, there is a lot of news you can abuse, that's for sure. I'll tell you, this is crazy. I don't know what people are thinking, and I don't know that this is necessarily funny, except for this poor woman has made herself more famous than the strippers in Pinellas Park, Florida. She had no top on. Nothing was stopping her. She went into McDonald's, and this video has been shown all over the place, and she started trashing a Tampa Bay McDonald's, right? And so she only had her bikini bottoms on. She went behind the counter. She tipped over a cash register. She threw food, and she started eating the soft-serve ice cream and the French fries. Police are saying that this woman was Sandy Suarez. She's 41 years old. She was booked into the county jail on charges of criminal mischief and resisting arrest. So she was released on bail, $7,000 bail. But this happened at the tail end of March. But the video just went viral. See, you can't do anything. If you go nuts for a few minutes, I mean, out of your mind, out of your gourd, something tripped your trigger in a strange way for what, who knows what that was about. It's everywhere. I mean, you can't turn anywhere without seeing that, video. All right. Here's an interesting story that I came across with, a makeover for a fight song. You know, the University of Utah, they say they're getting a little bit of a makeover. They think, anyway, the student government leaders are responding to some concerns that their song is sexist. So they want to be inclusive, they say. They passed a resolution last month to reconsider lyrics like "Our coeds are the fairest." Some current students and generations of U grads say the song should just stay like it is. The revised song goes next to a diversity committee. It has to be approved by the Academic Senate and Board of Trustees. Sounds like the politics in Washington before it becomes final. Can you imagine? Our co-eds are the fairest. Is that offensive to anyone? Is any woman out there offended by saying our co-eds are the fairest? Why do we have to change everything to polish it up and make it sound different? I don't understand. I don't think that's incredibly sexist. It's a song they've always had. It's always been there. What's that about? I don't get it. All right, this has never happened to me, and I don't know if it's ever happened to you. Have you ever been anywhere where money is just blowing around and suddenly it hits your hand and you think, well, I'm going to walk away with this $500 worth of bills that blew into my hand? So there was somebody that was robbing a bank in Maryland, in fact, in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, when the bills were flying all over the place as he made his getaway. And police say the bandit showed a gun to a Bank of America teller, demanded cash as he was speeding away with a dye bag with the money. It exploded and loot flew out of the car. So for the most part, they recovered the money, but it was flying into people's hands. What do I do? Is this stained money? Does this money have ink stains on it? I don't think I can use it if it has ink stains. I don't know. It would be pretty, it's like the whole thing of finding money. How many times in your life do you find money? You know, it's a good day when you are throwing wash, you're throwing jeans, throwing whatever into the washer. I mean, come on, you can all relate to this. And there's this 20 that's stuck in your pants pocket. You've totally forgot about it. And however long it's been there, and then you pull that 20 out. Is that not like it's like you found thousands of dollars. It is. And I don't know. I've had that phenomenon. I've had it happen to me a few times, and I have to say, you know, it's the simple things in life. It made my day. But I've never had anybody rob a bank and have the cash blow out toward me. And that's what happened. It really did. It blew out toward the people that were kind of near it. So they were picking them up all over the place. And I think they got all the money back. So I guess that's the good news. They got all the money back and people weren't keeping it. So how about that? There is a discussion, and this has got to be cockamamie to think that anybody's going to do this. But they're talking about, what can we do to save the post office? So what about raising the price for stamps? What if we make stamps like 75 cents a dollar? A dollar to mail your thoughts to whoever, or a birthday card. Then that birthday card becomes like a $7 investment, because how much did it cost you in the first place? A lot of these cards that are very clever are not cheap. So it's like a little birthday present, a real birthday present. If you've got a dollar stamp on it, it just seems, I don't know, it's too high. I think it's like the gas thing. We have a threshold. I think you have to keep it at a certain level. And a dollar or beyond is, no, it's too much. Because then people will balk. And they won't pay that. They'll just email things. They won't pay that money. Speaking of paying the money, here's one that'll probably bring a smile to your face. How do you end up texting somebody and it cost you $53,000? $53,000. There was a man in Buffalo named Lou Biltier who dumped his fiance with a text. Broke up the engagement, apparently trying to calm down the situation. He then sent a text that said, plus you get a $50,000 parting ring, enough for a down payment on a house. Each of those 90 characters ended up having a price tag of about $600. New York state law usually sides with men. Did you know this? Giving them the right to demand an engagement ring back if a wedding doesn't take place. But the man's text message using the term parting ring term seemed to indicate that his former fiance is entitled to keep the almost 3-carat diamond ring. So when he changed his mind, he started demanding the return of the ring. The damage was already done. The text messages persuaded the court that it's probable that it was a valid gift and was given to her after the engagement was terminated. So the judge presiding over the civil case actually sided with her. Oh, be careful what you text. So it is a careless text. You could have just had the ring back free and clear. That'll make you crazy, huh? But no, no ring because of what he wrote. And there's no denying it. They get a copy of the text, so you can't, there's no way to pawn that off on someone else. You just have to own it. And so he has to own it at a very high price. Oh, that'd be upsetting. It's like adding insult to injury, isn't it? Kind of. It's kind of doing that. It's, I mean, who knew? It's brutal. I had no idea that that was the law. That they could demand the ring back and you'd have to give them the ring back. Or else, I don't know. They go after you, it seems. That's crazy. I thought it was you let the woman decide if she's going to keep the ring or not, but apparently I was mistaken. It's not that way at all. So just be careful, ladies. If this is the road you go down and you want to keep that ring, it's not necessarily yours to keep. Depends on what he says and what he facts and how he reacts, I suppose, as to whether or not you're keeping it or splitting it or having the ring put away somewhere. Mm-mm-mm. All right, one last one. The small California town of Irwindale has opened a new front in its battle against what it says is a pungent tear-inducing odor from a chili processing factory owned by the makers of Sriracha brand hot pepper sauce. We actually have a bottle of that. The city council voted 4-0 at a meeting on Wednesday to do something about it. What are they going to do? They're going to get rid of the Sriracha plant? They're going to authorize their staff to prepare a resolution to declare the plant's peppery fumes a public nuisance. Or nuisance, depending on your pronunciation. So, Hufong Foods has 90 days to do something about it. Bummer!
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In Las Vegas at a casino, had a woman who decided she was going to throw her shoe at Hillary Clinton. Here's what it sounded like.
Cycling about two. What was that, a bat? Was that a bat? Is that somebody throwing something at me? Is that part of Cirque du Soleil? My goodness, I didn't know solid waste management was so controversial.
That was a good line. Boy, when you're a speaker, you got to think quickly, and that was thinking quickly for Hillary Clinton. So there was just some woman who was on a sofa. She was dressed up. She had sandals on, and she threw a shoe and dropped some papers, didn't identify herself, nothing. And then, of course, she was cuffed, arrested after she was ushered out of the room. And why would you do the time for that? Because she didn't scream anything or had no political agenda that we could see. Very, very strange. I mean, maybe there's something more to the story. Who knows? But she did the thing that she was supposed to do. So Clinton and the Apple co-founder, Steve Wozniak, were guest speakers at the meeting of the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. You know how much it costs to have Hillary Clinton come and speak? At the bottom rate for her to go speak to that group was probably at least $30,000. Might be closer to $100,000. And it's not the first time, by the way, that a shoe has been hurled at a prominent U.S. politician. In 2008, George W. Bush had a pair thrown at him, remember, by a reporter. when he was on a visit to Iraq in December of 2008. That was very strange, too. But it missed him. He was good enough to duck. And I don't know. I guess when the Secret Service goes over the crowd, they have to look for potential shoe throwers. Who could possibly not shoot at this person, but maybe throw something at them? It was strange, too, the shoe that she threw. I've seen the video of it. It looked like a brick. It did. It looked like a brick, but it was just a shoe. So she was at the Mandalay Bay Casino. She was just on the stage, and she made the joke and didn't get hit by it. Nathan, I don't know. Have you ever had anything thrown at you? You've done the music thing. Did anyone throw any tomatoes or throw anything your way when you were on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I can't remember. I know I've gotten, like, you know, just rowdy people. I had this gentleman in Murfreesboro, like, threatened to fight me while I was on stage. And I mean,
fight
I sound
you?
Like I'm huge and very, you know, aggressive on the microphone here, but I'm not really that. But my music is kind of weird, and I think they didn't want it. But yeah, I didn't get a bottle in the face. That was cool. It is, you know, when you're up on stage and you have lights going in your face, it's kind of really hard to tell what's coming from out there. So, yeah, anyone who can be dodging items is an experienced performer.
That's what I think. And she was pretty, she's pretty deft at that, I have to say. She didn't really kind of miss a beat when that happened. It's all part of the Clinton experience, I suppose. You just know that there's always the possibility that someone might do something you don't like. And one of them is throwing shoes. But, it, I mean, in all seriousness, is like I said, the purpose of that, you know, you get a little ha-ha funny, but she handled it well. And there was no political agenda that we know tied to it. So, in the end, duh, now you're going to do some jail time for that? You got to be kidding me. I mean, that's nutty. Hey, coming up in our next segment, you know how I like to crunch the numbers. We can count. We have a lot of fun with We Can Count. There's some big numbers. How about the Amazon offer, $5,000 to quit? I'll explain that. Speaking of quitting, I still think the big story throughout the weekend and through next week is going to be Kathleen Sebelius steps down. Finally, there was just, you had to figure it. There was just so much nonsense that happened with Obamacare and the rollout that she was absolutely, I don't know why they didn't shuffle the deck to begin with, because one thing about Obama, if you work for him, he does not fire you. You have to be forced to resign, or you get put into a different position if there's too much heat on your spot. And so that's the deal. She's resigning. He's going to mention it heading into the weekend, and then the next choice is going to be mentioned that has to be ultimately approved by the Senate. The next choice is someone from the White House, Sylvia Matthews Burwell, who is now the director of White House Office of Management and Budget. So she's the choice, blah, blah, blah. She's got a resume about numbers, went to Harvard, that whole thing. You know, listen, it is about the numbers, but it's no matter how you manipulate those numbers, I don't care who it is that's in there. They are going to have a rough time because there's going to be people that are going to see their policies drop in mass the next time around because the pressure for that's going to be put on so many of these companies that's what's going to happen. Pretty much, let's face it. I think this was a ruse to head to single payer anyway. That in the end, at the end of the tunnel, if it's going to be single payer. I really think that unless there's some battle back. And so far there hasn't been that. There's been conversation, but nothing that has been able to pull part of this apart. So she's done. Who the replacement is, they come in, and then they get to deal with the fallout from the next round of what this is really gonna look like. I mean, because what do people want? If you already have health care that you like, you have a small copay, you're paying with the help of your employer, and you're not feeling like you're crippled by it, then that's the deal, right? That's what it is. So you don't want to be told that, oh, yeah, those drugs that you were getting that cost you not, you know, a song, now they're going to cost you like 20 songs. So you're going to be paying much more money for what was a nothing burger before. And that's what people don't want to hear. They don't want to have the extra money to dump on whatever medications they're taking and to pay more money for their premiums. That's the issue. That's the issue. And that's also the thing that's kept people from going to see doctors, sadly. I mean, maybe there is something to preventative medicine, but you know, here's the thing. Who's going to go in for preventative medicine when you have mouths to feed and you're trying to string gigs together and you don't have the right kind of health care because you're just too far into the middle class that you can't claim the benefits of somebody who's on the other edge of it can. So you're stuck. I mean, you're stuck because you're like in that limbo place. You're not rich. You're not super poor. You're in the middle. In the middle, right? And that makes it tougher. Makes it really, really, really tough. All right, so we're doing that thing where we're kind of pinging around because I know we're going to hit the numbers next. And I want to make sure that we get everything in. And there was so much that happened this past week heading into next week that most of it, unfortunately, I feel like the evening news, even digging deeper and scratching beneath the surface and getting more information, that's what it feels like to me because so much of it was negative, the stabbing that happened in Pennsylvania and, of course, the memorial service at Fort Hood, and that was terrible, the search for the plane and dead people in that, you know, lost souls that families are so frightened about. They just want someone to tell them, hey, we found a piece of the plane. We know that this is what happened. They just want that, and they haven't gotten that closure yet at this point, which makes it tough to make it real. I mean, it is real, but it makes it tough to make it real. And then finally, this, and we talked about it a lot as well here on the show earlier in the week. But the Koch brothers, man, they are like now on the defense because of all of the attacks about how much money they're dumping into campaigns through other means. It's interesting because a George Washington University battleground poll found that 52% of Americans don't even know who the Koch brothers are. That's like those old Jay Leno questions. Can you name three members of the cabinet? Do you know who the Koch brothers are and what they're doing? But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid thinks people need to know who the Koch brothers are because he's probably mentioned their name in the last 2 weeks about 40 times. Who are they? They're libertarian billionaires. They made their money in the oil business. Their philanthropic causes or money that they give away range from cancer research, New York City ballet, drug decriminalization, repeal of Obamacare, that kind of stuff. And the Kochs are blanketing key battleground states with $30 million of ads aimed at the Democratic candidates who voted for Obamacare, including Senator Kay Hagan of North Carolina, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, Mark Pryor from Arkansas, some of you listening to us there, Jeannie Shaheen of New Hampshire, Mark Udall of Colorado, just a few. I think there's some other people that they're also going to target, too, as well. Because why? Midterm elections are coming up. The Senate could swing the way of the elephants. Numbers next.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
One man replacing another. That top we can count. Stephen Colbert is going to succeed David Letterman as the host of The Late Show. It'll happen sometime in 2015. CBS said Colbert has signed a five-year contract to be at the helm of the iconic late-night broadcast. Colbert has been the host of Comedy Central's The Colbert Report since 2005. So he's not going to be the character that he is on his show. He's not going to do that kind of show. He's going to just be himself, if you will. And who is going to be the successor to Colbert? Who knows? At this point, a lot of different names have been thrown out. But filling Letterman's shoes after a very long time, that'd be pretty tough. Letterman announced his retirement April 3rd, and pretty quickly they jumped to this. So it does make you wonder, were they having these conversations before? And so Letterman decided, I'm going to step out. But it's that's who it is. So the speculation is over. And a lot of the speculation, very easy to say when you're drinking coffee, the speculation was that he would be the replacement. And I guess that's the reason why somebody was on the inside corner of this, right? I know I talked about that this week, but now it's official. There's 83 people on a cruise ship that they believe have the norovirus, that stomach illness. Is there anything worse than being sick to your guts on a cruise ship? I think that's awful. The Crown Princess. They're isolated in their quarters. The ship has sanitation procedures. That's what they do when this happens. The Crown Princess has 3,000 passengers left L.A. for a 7-day Pacific cruise. They think the norovirus is the root of the outbreak. It causes all kinds of gastric ailments. And it's very contagious. Nothing like cruising and having nausea and vomiting and all kinds of other things. And they believe it infected the people on the ship. That's what happens. remember Holland America had about 114 people that had that happen to them. And then there was another ship in January that was sailing in the Caribbean. Same thing, norovirus. This is pretty common. I mean, you know, you're a floating petri dish if you get on these ships because you have so many people close together. Somebody touches a railing the wrong way or something else happens, guess what? You are open to the disease. And no matter what you do, you're vulnerable to it. You know, that's the upshot of it. You're vulnerable. Because unless you walk around and you've got gloves on the whole time and you're wiping everything down, and even then, there's not a definite that you won't contract some kind of virus. Ugh, like I said, that would be the worst. Ugh, to be out on the water and be stuck like that. All right, so Google Glass, they say Google Glass is available to anyone for one day only. If you're hoping on wearing the crazy Google Glass thing, it's only $1,500. So how do you pay for that, right? And if you're in the United States, there is a chance you could procure one, perhaps, for, like I said, maybe a day. On Tuesday, they're talking about Google is opening the sales of Glass for one day to anyone in the United States who wants to get the device, right? So they're throwing in free frames or sunglasses for the first time customers, but they have a limited supply. Then this is typical. People will just try to jam on this immediately. The sales start at 9 a.m. They can sign up now with Google to get a reminder. This is so far the first time the device has been made available to the general public. Only Google Explorers. It's only been sold to Google Explorers for the early adopters. They're the only ones who got them. So at first, only developers could buy the Glass. And then they expanded it to include regular people. Some were handpicked. Others applied through Explorers to get it that way. And now they're doing this other round of it. Ugh. I don't know. There's just something about, I get it. But to have that small camera that can record videos, snap still photos, the indicator shows up through the glass when you have your glass on. The whole idea that you're running around with a glass over your eye. I mean, I guess if you're working in an intense area where you needed to do that, it'd be pretty cool. But just the everyday life of walking around, and that's what happens. People do that. I've seen some of the early testers, and they walk around with the glasses. Kind of like the same people that pushed the IZOD collars up when they walked around. You remember those people in the 80s? So it's the same thing here with the Google Glass. I don't get it. Oh, now I have to have that in front of my eye. And it'll become very prevalent and probably affordable eventually. Probably affordable. All right, so we go from Google Glass to the Boston bombing suspect, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who is looking for a different name. A few months before the bombings, the mastermind of the attack wanted to change his name. He was, of course, shot and killed in the manhunt, but he was hoping to switch his name to Muaz, Emer Muaz. And the reason for that was, it's a famous name of somebody who was killed in 2009, but it never came through, so he didn't change his, he didn't get to change his name. But that goes to the whole radicalization thing. Before April 15th, 2013, the bombing, he had traveled to Dagestan and he wanted to meet with some people that he wasn't able to meet with. But you get the picture here, right? And then what unfolded in Boston, that nightmare. So he had already had plans to try to come up with a different name to change it. Moving on to another bit of a right turn here. You know, it's about the numbers more than anything else in this segment. This is a huge story. To me, I think it's a huge story. The FBI freed a kidnapped man. This is a story that didn't get necessarily a lot of play in Atlanta. But the story, when you look at the details of it, is crazy. A prosecutor's dad was kidnapped in an elaborate plot, and the FBI swooped in to save the day. Frank Arthur Jansen is getting medical treatment, but is safe after being held for 5 days by five people who now face federal kidnapping charges. It was an elaborate plot that targeted this Wake Forest, North Carolina man, ending with his rescue in Atlanta by a hostage squad around midnight on Wednesday. The kidnapper sent demands to Jensen's family for the benefit of Kelvin Melton, who's an inmate at an institution in North Carolina, and they say he's serving a life sentence without parole. Jansen's daughter, an assistant district attorney in Wake County, prosecuted Melton. That's how they decided to pluck him out. And on Monday, right before 2 o'clock in the morning, Jansen's wife began to get text messages from phone numbers with an Atlanta area code saying that her husband had been kidnapped. Oh, what are you thinking when that happens? Your husband's been kidnapped. And I guess on April 5th, a woman knocked on the door, and when he opened it, several people jumped him and used a taser to subdue him. They drug him to their car and took off. That's how he was kidnapped. But thank goodness the FBI intervened. They were able to get him, and he is home safe and sound. Oh, that'd be scary. 5 days held in captivity. Wow. That would shake you up, wouldn't it? Any thoughts on the show? Share them with me, americatonight.net.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.